Overhyped nerves sent Monica diving for cover the instant the beam appeared. She hit the loose sand, momentum ploughing a 2.5-meter-long furrow. There were two near-simultaneous thuds behind her as Samuel and Pauline flung themselves down. The second sergeant erupted into a black-grey mist with a loud burping sound as the maser hit it. Monica's mind gibbered as she waited, head buried in the sand. At least with that power rating it'll be quick. A wind began howling over the dunes. Samuel raised his head to see the worst expectation confirmed. A wormhole interstice was opening around the nose of the Black Hawk. Alcat Bazoo was halfway up the rope ladder. "You must not take her from here," he pleaded with the starship. "You must not." The interstice widened, a light-devouring tunnel boring through affinity. Air streamed in. "Hang on," Samuel shouted to the two women agents. "Come back," tranquility commanded. Mayer, his mind twinned with the Black Hawk, quailed under the habitat's furious demand. It was too much. The storm voice had raged inside his skull for what seemed like days, bruising his neurons with its violence. "Welcome, surrender," beckoned. To hell with M'Zu, nothing was worth this. Then he felt local space twisting under the immense distortion which UDAT's energy-patterning cells exerted. A pseudo-abyss leading into freedom opened before him. "Go," he ordered. The cold physical blackness outside invaded his mind, plunging him into glorious oblivion. A small but ferocious hurricane set Alcat spinning like a runaway propeller at the end of her precarious silicone fiber ladder. "Wait," she datavised in mounting terror. "You're supposed to wait till I'm in the airlock." Her digitalized vehemence made no impression on UDAT. The air buoyed her up as though she had become weightless, swinging her round until the ladder was horizontal. Oscillating gravity was doing terrible things to her inner ears. Screaming air tried to tear her from the ladder. Neural mnemonics pumped muscle-lock orders into her hands and calves to reinforce her grip. She could feel ligaments ripping. Collar sensors showed her the fuzzy rim of the wormhole interstice sliding inexorably along the hull towards her. "No! In the name of Mary, wait!" And then Dr. Alcat M'Zu was suddenly presented with every physicist's dream opportunity, observing the fabric of the universe from the outside. Monica Fuchs heard Samuel's shouted warning and instinctively grabbed a tuft of reedy dune grass. The wind surged with impossible strength. Gravity shifted round until the beach was above her. Monica wailed fearfully as sand fell up into the sky. She felt herself following it, feet pulled into the air and sliding round to point at the interstice surrounding the Black Hawk's nose. The grass clump made an awful slow tearing sound. Her hips and chest left the ground. Sand was blasting directly into her face. She couldn't see, couldn't breathe. The grass clump moved several centimeters. "Oh, dear God, preserve me!" A long-fingered hand clamped around her free wrist. The grass clump left the sand with a sharp sucking noise, its weight wrenching her arm out towards the Black Hawk. For an eternal second, Monica hung splayed in the air as the sand scudded around her. Someone groaned with pained effort. The wormhole interstice closed behind UDAT. Sand, water, mangled vegetation, and demented fish cascaded down out of the sky. Monica landed flat on her belly, breath knocked out of her. "Oh, my God!" she wheezed. When she looked up, the haggard Edenist was crouched on his knees, panting heavily as he clutched his wrist. "You!" The words were difficult to form in her throat. "You held on to me!" He threw her a nod. "I think my wrist is broken." "I would have." She shuddered, then gave a foolish, jittery laugh. "God, I don't even know your name." "Samuel." "Thank you, Samuel." He rolled onto his back and sighed. "Pleasure." "Are you all right?" Tranquility asked the Edenist. "My wrist is very painful. She's heavy." "Your colleagues are approaching. Three of them are carrying medical mnemonic packages in their aid kits. They will be with you shortly." Even after all this time spent in tranquillity, he couldn't get used to the personality's lack of empathy.